Hello, you are tuned into another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on the program each week I find and feature a theme relating to Appalachian culture and folk life, and then play songs and feature stories all about our topic of choice. Today I'm featuring a sort of freaky topic. Goats. Goats are strange, okay? They've got weird eyes, cloven hooves, so we got a lot to talk about here on today's show. I'll be talking about a few weird goat stories, including stories of the Powell Mountain Goat, the Sheep Squash, an Appalachian monster, and more, including a reading of a story called The Goat and the Ram. So please stick around and stay tuned with me here this hour on Mountain Song and Story. I promise you today's show won't be too bad.
No one knows.
Goat Annie there from Carole King. I had no idea that that was a song that existed until looking for some music for today's playlist. So, like so many things that I highlight here on this program, today's topic is no different. There are a lot of stories about goats in all sorts of different folklore from Appalachia to all across the world. A story that I know well is maybe, it might not be too creepy as far as folk tales go, but it might not even be considered much of a folk tale yet, but there is this story of the Powell Mountain Goat that I wanted to share with you all today. So near Summersville, West Virginia, along the interstate, you'll find Powell Mountain. It runs up I-79, and the mountain is an estimated 2,400 feet above sea level, and it's actually one of the tallest peaks in the east of the Allegheny Mountain Range. So right there in the Appalachian Mountains, central West Virginia. So I went to college near here and often would pass by this area, and for 4 years that I was in college around here, local people would always talk about this goat. I kept hearing these stories about passing by and seeing this goat. Like, it all seemed like a big, giant lie to me because I never saw anything when I passed by this mountain. I mean, years of hearing about this legend about a mysterious goat. And people always talked about how it would be kind of good luck if you was to see it. It was this white Powell Mountain goat. Well, I never saw it until about 2 or 3 years ago, coming back home to Bristol, Virginia from visiting up at home in West Virginia. And oh my God, I actually saw this goat. It was real. I actually saw it. Like, I would always look up at this mountain trying to find it. And whenever I was driving by this one sunny afternoon, it was right by the road in this patch of grass. It was the actual famous Powell Mountain goat. I mean, talk about being lucky, because I really thought this was just a local legend where people just talked about this goat, and I really kind of just didn't believe anyone. So it's just a weird thing. Pretty much it was the best day of my life. I totally regret not pulling over to take a picture, because there was actually quite a few cars pulled over at that time. And again, it was just crazy because I heard about it for so many years and I actually saw it with my own eyes. Again, I don't think it's I think this is more of like a folktale origin story, because maybe here in 20, 30, 50, 100 years, maybe you're going to hear some more crazy legends about the Powell Mountain goat. But I think this is an origin story for sure. The legendary Powell Mountain goat. Good luck if you see it, because it will bring you luck. So apparently this goat, it's believed that it may have actually escaped from a local farm nearby on Powell Mountain, and it actually lived on this mountainside for around 18 years, which is a long time for a goat. I don't know much about goats as far as their lifespan goes, but it seems like it's a pretty long life for a billy goat there. It also appears that the goat is no longer there after it seems like it lived to a long old age and has passed on, according to my sources. So someone also painted a goat memorial on the side of the mountain pretty recently. So if you actually drive past Powell Mountain in central West Virginia on Interstate 79, let's see, northbound, I think you can see it. You can probably see it better if you're going northbound. The Powell Mountain goat is there for all eternity, right on the side of the mountain. You really can't miss it this time. You don't even have to look hard. So the Powell Mountain goat is actually now considered a public figure in West Virginia, and I still look for that goat every time I pass by, like so many others, I'm sure. Okay, folks, so we're talking about goats today here on the program, and I have a couple other stories that I want to get to share with you today here on the show about sheep squash, the Maryland. There's a goat man in Maryland, some folklore about that, and of course some folklore about the devil being connected to being a goat. So we're going to take a song break since we're talking about these things here on the show. I think we're going to play some songs relating to climbing, maybe in the Swiss Alps, because it feels like that's where you would see the most goats. So we're going to take a quick song break and stick around and stay tuned because we got a lot more for you.
One time, a long time ago, on a mountain in Switzerland, yo-lo-lo-lo-lo, there lived a fair young maiden, lovely but lonely, oh-ho-ho. Day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo-lo-lo-lo-lo, lady, eh, cause no love came her way. One day, her papa say, someday we'll go down to the village in the valley. There you'll meet a nice young man. He'll ask for your hand, then you'll be happy. Ba 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 ba. But every day she grew unhappier on the mountain in Switzerland, yo lo 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 lo. A little bit lonelier. Which way to turn, which way to go? And day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo lo 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 lady, eh? But no love came her way. Some say the maiden's dream never came true. She never got to go to the valley. If she did or not, I really don't know. Oh, 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 oh. Did she die unhappy? I'd rather think she found her love. Wouldn't you rather think she did find love? Somewhere, some way. Yoda Lady A, Yoda Lady A.
Started out from Bern one sunny August morn. There was just the four of us against the Matterhorn. There was Albert the Australian and John the Irishman. Me and Bill from Britain, mad dogs in the sun. Matterhorn! Miles up, we lost John and the rations fell below. Now Al and Jill are waiting in an avalanche of snow. Now here I am all alone and I know I cannot stop. Two more yards in front of me before I reach the top. Lions are a thing to keep me warm. The queen would surely knight me if I could get back down.
closer here to heaven than it is back to the ground.
Matterhorn there from the Country Gentleman. I love that tune. And before that, we heard Roger Miller with Fair Swiss Maiden. If you are sensing a theme, you're correct. We're talking about goats, and we're visiting the Swiss Alps here on that little set. Before we get into the next tune, I got some more stories for you about goats, because if you are just joining us, that is today's topic here on the program, Mountain Song and Story, right here on Radio Bristol. So, goat stories. Let's get on into some more of them. I just talked a little bit about my own personal story here right before those songs about the Powell Mountain goat, but I got a few more for you. So the devil has a connection with goats in folklore, as you can clearly see, and you can probably notice the obvious connections with the giant ram horns sometimes depicted in the devil. Also the cloven hooves, that's a dead giveaway. Many people believe that there are some religious connections between why the devil is sometimes portrayed as a goat. And it might have some connections that go all the way back to pagan folklore over the years. There's also this thing in, I got a lot of West Virginia stories today, so sorry to get out of the local region, but this is a really weird one. The sheep squash, if you've ever heard of this, it's a West Virginia monster, a cryptid, and there are a lot of creepy West Virginia monsters in folklore that are located in West Virginia. This one is maybe one that's not as well known as the Mothman or some of the other ones up there, like the Flatwoods Monster, and we've talked to the folks over there. And featured some of those stories here on this program in the past, but the sheep squash is like Sasquatch. It's also known as the White Thing, and it's a woolly-haired monster that there have been reported sightings across numerous counties in West Virginia, predominantly in the southwestern region of the state. Into the mid-1990s, so fairly recent folklore emerging once again. The sheep squash, which is kind of tough to say, is described as being quadruple the size of a bear with entirely white wool-like fur. It has a long and pointed head, similar to a dog, but with long saber-like teeth and a single pint set of horns, not dissimilar from those found on a young goat. Its forelimbs end in paw-like hands, similar to those of a raccoon, but larger. It's got a long white tail, and it's hairless. It looks like a possum, and it's reported to smell a lot like sulfur. And there has been a lot of folklore surrounding this beast over the recent years, the last 30 years. So, yeah, stay away from southwestern Virginia in the woods, it seems, if you're looking for this guy. I don't know why you would be. But just a weird story there that you probably haven't heard of. Got a few more for you. Maryland has this thing called the Goat Man, which terrorizes lovers, chases teens, and I'm sorry, but it just decapitates dogs. Yikes. The Goat Man is said to yell and make goat noises, and it's made reported appearances all across the region in Maryland. So, yeah, some pretty creepy goat stories there, I gotta say. Again, I think goats are kind of scary looking anyway. They've got those little slanty eyes, and that's pretty much why they're so creepy looking. If you've ever, I mean, yeah, they're super fun, I guess, bouncing around on the farm and stuff. But, I am not here for the creepiness that is goats. So there you go. A few weird goat stories for you here on Mountain Song and Story. If you're just joining us, we are talking about some weird things, per usual, here on the program. So stick around and stay tuned. Here in just a bit, I've got some more folk tales, including a story of the goat and the ram. Stick around.
In Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two, lived a lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his day-to-day too. And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with the song, the sweet refrain. In the evening in the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his as his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodel. Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling the ditty, and a company was then he said, look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with a yodel-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de- Then our hero took the tip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If the Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he oodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. Soon he met a little maiden who with talents who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his oodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song the sweet refrain.
Thank you. as I looked at the valleys down below. They were green just as far as I could see. As my memory turned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the days it used to be. High on the mountain, a wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on the mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life had flown.
Yodeling cowboy song. lady, the old lady, the old lady.
Jimmy Rogers there with Yodeling Cowboy, High on the Mountaintop from Ola Belle Reed, and one of my favorites, Arizona Yodeler by the Dzurek Sisters. Love all of their music. We actually did a program about them a few years ago now on just their music and where they came from, and they actually were said to have been able to yodel the way that they did, that was highlighted in that song Arizona Yodeler, from listening to different farm animals growing up. So really cool stuff there. All right, so it is about time for us to get on into our story segment here on the program. I often find and feature folk tales relating to the topic of choice, and today is no different. I've got a Russian folk tale today called The Goat and the Ram to go along with our very fitting, very strange and creepy goat theme for today's show. So let's go ahead and get on into that reading. Once upon a time, there lived a man and his wife, and they had a goat and a ram. And one day, the man said to his wife, "Look here, let's get rid of the ram and the goat. Why, they only keep eating our corn and don't help to feed us at all." So he told them, "Be off, goat and ram, and don't dare to show yourselves at my gate ever again." So the goat and the ram made themselves a bag and went off, and they went on and on, when suddenly they saw a wolf's head lying in the middle of the field. And they picked up the head, put it in their bag, and went on again. They went on and on, when suddenly they saw a fire burning and said, "Let's go and spend the night there, lest the wolves should eat us." But when they got there, lo and behold, it was the wolves themselves who were cooking the porridge. And so they said, "Good evening, young fellows, and good appetite to you." And the wolves answered, "Good evening, Mr. Goat and Mr. Ram. We're just boiling our porridge. Come and have some, and then we'll eat you both up." At this, the goat took fright, while as for the ram, his legs had been shaken with fear for some time. Then the goat began to think, and he thought and thought, and at last he said, "Come now, Mr. Ram, let's have a look at the wolf's head you got in your sack." And the ram took out the wolf's head, when the goat said, "No, not that one. Let's have the bigger one." And again the ram gave him the same head, but he said, "No, not that one either. Let's have the largest of them all." And the wolves looked and thought the ram had a whole sack full of wolves' heads, and each one of them said to himself, "Well, these are nice guests to have. I'd better hop off." One said aloud to the others, I like your company, all right, brothers, but somehow the porridge doesn't seem to be boiling very well. I'll just run and fetch some sticks to throw on the fire. And as he went off, he thought to himself, you and your company be bothered. And he never came back. Then the second wolf kept thinking how he could get away, and he said, seems very funny our brother went to fetch the wood, but he hasn't brought the wood, and he hasn't come back himself. Think I'll just go and help him out. So he went off too, but he never came back. And the third wolf was sitting there, and at last he said, I must really go and hurry them up. What are they doodling all this time for? And as soon as he was gone, he set off running, and never so much as looked back. And at that, the ram and the goat were delighted. They ate up all the porridge, and they ran away themselves. Meanwhile, the wolves had all three met, and they said, look here, why were we three frightened of a goat and a ram? They're no stronger than we are. Let's go and get them. But when they came back to the fire, there was not so much as a trace of them left. Then the wolves set off in pursuit, and at last they saw them, where they had climbed up a tree, the goat on an upper and the ram on a lower branch. So the eldest wolf lay down under the tree and began to show his teeth, looking up at them and waiting for them to climb down. And the ram, who was trembling all over from fright, suddenly fell down right on top of the wolf. At the same minute, the goat shouted out from up above, there, that's the one. Get me the largest of them all. And the wolf was terrified because he thought the ram had jumped down after him, and you should have just seen him run. And the other two followed after. And that's the story of the ram and the goat.
Wants to travel in the valley so low, lonely and weary was I. Now I travel in the valley no more, and I'll reach the other side by and by. Well, well, I'm climbing up the mountain to the sky. I'm a going where I'll never die. I'm climbing, yes, I'm climbing, I'm climbing, you know I'm climbing, and I'll reach the other side by and by.
I'm climbing up the mountain, I'm climbing up the mountain.
A sinner, oh no, 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 I'm climbing with my Jesus to the sky, and I started traveling long ago, and I'll reach the other side by and by.
By and by,
I'm climbing
up the mountain
to the sky.
Up the mountain.
I'm a-going where I'll never die. I'm climbing, yes, I'm climbing, you know I'm climbing, and I'll reach the other side by and by.
I'm a-climbing,
and I'll reach the other side by and by.
Little bitty spot. I ain't Well, my daddy worked down in the dark coal mine, shoveling that coal one shovel at a time. Never made a lot of money, didn't have much, but we're high on life and rich in love. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. We're all singing dance and we ain't gonna stop. And the moonshine flows behind every rock. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop, where the rest of the world's like a little bitty spot. Ain't coming down, no, never, I'm not. High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop. Up here, folks, heaven's not that far. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. High on a mountaintop, where the rest of the world's like a little bitty spot.
When I start singing, fade in. Here we go. I can climb the highest mountain just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you.
I can climb the highest mountain just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you.
For your smile brings on the sunshine. Just one touch gives me the power. Yes, I can climb the highest mountain just for you.
Just for you.
Well, I could sail the broadest ocean just for you.
Just for you.
Yes, I could sail the widest ocean just for you,
just for you.
For your smile brings on the sunshine. Just one touch gives me the power. Yes, I could climb the highest mountain just for you,
just for you.
Well, I could swim the broadest river just for you.
Just for you.
I could swim the broadest river just for you.
Just for you.
You know your smile brings on the sunshine. Just one touch gives me the power. Yes, I could climb the highest mountain just for you. Yes, just for you. Well, you know the girl's got her side of the story too. Could you stay home all when I need you? Just for me.
Just for
me. Could you stay home all when I need you? Just for me.
Just for me.
You know your smile brings on the sunshine. Just one touch gives me the power. Could you stay home all when I need you? Just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Well, I could climb the highest mountain, but I'll come home. But I'll come home. Yes, I could climb the highest mountain, but I'll come home, I'll come home. You know your smile brings on the sunshine. Just one touch gives me the power. Yes, I could climb the highest mountain, but I'll come home, but I'll come home. Yes, I could climb the highest mountain just for you, just for you. Yes, I could climb the highest mountain just for you, just for you. You know your smile brings on sunshine. Just one touch gives me the power. I could climb the highest mountain just for you, just for you.
All right. Oh, yes, I'd climb the highest mountain just for you, Pete Seeger. High on a Mountaintop from Loretta Lynn and Climbing Up the Mountain from Don Gibson. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can catch this program, Mountain Song and Story, every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story blog page, which is found on over at listenradiobristol.org. You can also check out all of the other incredible, amazing, wonderful shows and things we have going on over there as well. ListenRadioBristol.org. Go check it out. As always, I'll have today's playlist up there and materials so you can go and learn more about some weird, freaky goat things and stories. So hop on over there and go check it out when you get a chance. Folks, I can't thank you enough for tuning in and hanging out with me this hour here on the program. I'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you today with one more song, a little goat rodeo to take you out on. And stick around because Digging with Big Lon is coming up here in just a few minutes. Folks, thank you so much. I'll catch you right here next week. Thank you. Song and Story takes you beyond the lyrics of our Appalachian sound and tells the tales and folklore of the people who make up the rich cultural tapestry of Central Appalachia, showcasing influential artisans and traditions through in-depth interviews, music, and storytelling. Mountain Song and Story aims to promote our arts and culture for a greater understanding of the region. Join me, your host, Tony Doman, on Thursdays at 4 for Mountain Song and Story, right here on Radio Bristol.